Okay, here we go. Another rollicking ride toward the weekend on the KONP Friday show presented by Cocapelli Grill, the reputed dull guys. Dan Komel here along with Stephanie Ray.
Hi.
Hey, Steph.
How are ya?
I'm good.
I'm glad you're back.
A shout out to the poor sap who's out there driving west on 101 between, say, Disco Bay and Squim, somewhere in that area. You're stuck behind an 80-foot-long RV, towing a 75-foot-long boat, towing a 15-foot puddle jumper, and you're trying to pass, but to pass means certain death, so you're stuck going 43 miles an hour for another 15 miles.
I was going to say 20 more miles.
To that sorry motorist out there, we've all been there, pal, and, well, this is only the beginning of it, so this bud's for you. Have you noticed all of the boats and RVs and campers and everything going through town today?
Yeah. Yeah, it's big.
It's like a line of elephants at the circus. But tis the season.
Have it's you not seen even the weather?
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's why.
That's the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
I heard some people comment down in Bremerton last week that, yeah, everybody goes to the peninsula when the weather gets nice. So it's not even Mother's Day, and it's already kind of the beginning of the tourist season. Usually you think of Memorial Day as,
sure,
as the kickoff.
When you get weather like this, you got to go for it. I went out west last weekend, and it was opening halibut days, and I was passing just countless boats on the little tiny, windy highway.
I can believe it. Anyway, so outside, they're saying a high today of maybe 75. Right now, the temperature says 70. Have you noticed on the weather that they don't just give you the temperature, they tell you what it feels like?
Yeah, so it's 70, but it feels like 74 or something, you know, and humid.
Every time I hear that, I think, it feels like 70.
Right.
It doesn't feel like 50.
Right.
It doesn't feel like 90.
Right.
So, anyway, here we are to usher in another weekend, and of course, it's bound to be a busy one. We got Mother's Day on Sunday, I'm sure that you're going to be sufficiently spoiled.
I hope so.
On Sunday.
I hope.
Well, I think you're very deserving of that.
Thanks.
And, of course, the big list of events over in Squim, too.
Oh, my. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There have been years in the past where the weather was not quite like this.
Yes, I've been to a few rainy parades this weekend.
Yeah. Well, the forecast, all systems are go.
I know. I feel so blessed to just, you know, have so many things going on this weekend and so much great weather to go with it.
I was, truth be told, I was able to take an ambulance ride from Port Angeles down to Bremerton, not this last weekend, but the weekend before.
Right.
And I got to ride up front with the ambulance driver from Olympic Ambulance. It was, I think Travis and Jared was the team that we were with.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't going, you know, with sirens and bells and whistles and
sure,
all that.
Sure, just a quick
nice
trip.
Leisurely drive,
yes,
down to Harrison Medical. And so I'm making conversation with the guy, and he's got an interesting job, a lot more interesting than ours.
Right.
And so I asked him as we're cruising along, I said, it's just out of curiosity. Are motorists generally, you know, courteous and cooperative when you're on a big run where time is urgent?
Of the essence.
He said, are people pretty courteous and cooperative, or are they a bunch of dunderheads? He said, many of them are dunderheads.
I can't believe that. When you see an ambulance going by, you pull over.
About 15 minutes later, on our drive, beautiful sunny Saturday afternoon, and we were about to the spot. We were getting close to the Hood Canal Bridge, and there's a place, you know, we're heading east, and there's a place where you can turn left or go north to Port Townsend,
yes,
and Chimicum, and,
yes,
and there's the turnoff there.
That spot, and it's a hill.
And this big 80-foot RV
pulls out in front of you.
Pulls out in front of an ambulance.
Knew it.
And again, the siren wasn't on or anything like that.
Still.
But still, it's an emergency vehicle.
You don't pull out in front of an ambulance anywhere.
And this boob pulls right out. So the ambulance, I mean, he didn't have to slam on the brakes, but he had to really
slow down.
And I thought, man, that was, so I guess what I'm saying is,
be courteous.
When the fire truck or the cops or the sheriff or whoever it is, the ambulances, when they're sneaking up behind you, for heaven's sakes, get your butt over to the side of the road, let them through.
And another thing, this is the one thing I remember, it was like just burned into my brain as a kid by, I think it had to be my parents, but when you're pulling over for cops or fire trucks or ambulances, don't pull into a driveway. Don't pull. No. That might be where they're going. And that was the biggest thing in my head. Like, it's like, okay, pull over immediately. But if that's a driveway to wherever, don't block it.
That would be my luck.
Right?
I would be too smart by half. And I think I'll just pull into this driveway. And
that's
totally
where they're going.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway. Well, it's good to be back. 13 and a half after 1, 70 and sunny outside. And nothing but beautiful weather on the way for the big weekend. And Stephanie kicks us off with coming attractions.
Oh, yeah. We've got a bunch of things going on. And, of course, as we've been talking about all week long, the big irrigation festival is going on in Sequim. And I'll kind of touch on what's happening over the weekend towards the end here. But I want to mention and remind everybody, as we've been trying to do, that you can get your events listed in myclallamcounty.com, our amazing website that we have. Just go under community and look for the list of events by month, by day. You can go in there and find those. And, you know, maybe you're looking for something to do, or maybe you have something you want to go ahead and get that. We allow you to do that. Post it up in there. And
what do we charge for that?
It's free.
You're kidding me.
Free is a very good price.
What are we trying to go broke around here?
Basically.
Free?
Yes, free. So myclallamcounty.com is where you want to find out about, you know, great stuff that's going on in the area. And we'll just start out with a couple things that I found in there. There's a Sequim is kind of the place to be this weekend. I've figured that out.
To be or not to be.
Depending on you and
on your outlook.
Yes, your situation. Malin has already spent a good 4 hours in Sequim starting last night. Let me just mention the carnival opened last night. Mm-hmm. The doors open at 5. She was the first one through the door, the first one on a ride. This kid.
And the last one to leave.
The last one to leave. Yeah. And she waited in zero lines, and she rode one ride 13 times.
Wow.
Not joking.
That must be a good one.
Anyway, so this weekend, actually tonight from 6 to 8:30, there's a Sequim Elks concert and dance featuring Farmstrong. So if you want to go hear some good music, they've got basically 1920s through the 50s, as well as folk, rock, gospel, and soul music of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They are playing at the Sequim Elks, which is on Port Williams Road, from 6 to 8:30, and the cost is just $10. So get down there. And again, Sequim's kind of the place to be, so there's all kinds of, you know, stuff going on throughout the weekend. There's also... in Sequim, of course, tomorrow night, there's the Rain Shadow Bigfoot Conference. Did you hear about that?
Well, how big do your feet have to be to attend?
No, Bigfoot as in Sasquatch.
Oh, the beast.
I think this is pretty cool. So for 3 hours, local researchers, authors, and outdoorsmen are going to share their experiences and insight about the elusive Sasquatch. Yeah. Ron Moorhead and Pat Neal will speak on the first Rain Shadow Bigfoot Conference from 5 to 8. It's going to be at the Sequim Civic Center's City Council Chambers. That's on Cedar Street. Admission is $10 at the door, and children 10 and under are free of charge. Space is limited, so, you know, get there early. And basically the whole Bigfoot sightings thing, it used to kind of be the butt of jokes and stuff, and it's not. There's so much research and recordings, and there's all kinds of stuff going on, and it's a big deal.
I fully believe in Bigfoot. We used
absolutely.
We used to live out this side of Joyce a little ways, and in real hilly area, and I swore, well, one day I left a small clutch of bananas on the picnic table in the backyard. Probably 3 or 4 of them, and the next morning I got up and those bananas were gone. Now explain that to me. Not only do I believe in Bigfoot, but I think he really likes bananas.
Stan.
So there's, well, what other explanation?
Right, of course. What other explanation? Outside, food left outside. If it disappears, it's clearly Bigfoot.
Watch your bananas.
Oh, boy. Something going on in Port Angeles this weekend, which I love. The Celebration of Science and Technology, also known as Geek Out, is set for tomorrow, 10 to 4, at the Port Angeles City Pier. Community members of all ages are invited to engage with scientists and booths and presentations and get more information about how science works locally. A gentleman named Nick Bond is going to start the event at 10 a.m. with Hatching a Plan to Save a Northwest Icon. Basically, it's talking about the future of salmon in Washington State. There's going to be a woman by the name of Erin Glass. She's going to talk about humpback whales returning to the Salish Sea, all kinds of talks and different things going on. There's a gentleman named Brad Griffith. He's presenting hands-on woodbending activities, all kinds of great stuff. And it is a community event hosted annually by the Fierro Marine Life Center.
The
so,
Marine Center.
Yes, I think that's kind of cool and probably something fun to take the kids down to and learn about science.
You know, they're
going to
build a new Fierro Marine Center.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I think that is an amazing place. I haven't been there in years until just last summer. I took my friends that came from Missouri. And I feel like Malin hadn't been yet, maybe with a family member, but not with me. And she loved it in there.
Sure.
She just loved playing with all the fun stuff in the touch tanks. Something else going on this weekend in Sequim, which it's the perfect weekend to have events because everyone's out already. This is called the Eriskation Festival. Members of the nonprofit Sequim Youth Skate Park Foundation are hosting the inaugural Eriskation Festival. It's from noon to four Saturday. The festival is part of an ongoing effort to rebuild the Sequim Skate Park. Did you know they're trying to rebuild that? It's almost 20 years old.
Is that, I'm trying to think, is it over by Blake?
Yes, the park.
Yeah, over by the park.
On the back side of the park,
gotcha.
Or on the south side
south
of the park.
South end of the park.
So this, and I've read several things on it. This park has a poor surface. And it's got misplaced obstacles. So people that are skaters and, you know, BMXers and things like that, I think somebody that maybe didn't know a whole lot about, you know, where stuff was supposed to go. And they just, the obstacles there are just not right. And they're not conducive to riding and skating and all that stuff. So they want to redo it. And this is basically a festival to raise money for it. Whether you're a skateboarder, BMX bike, skates, scooter, any of those things, you can compete for a host of prizes from local and national businesses. To enter, riders are asked to provide a suggested donation of $10. All the proceeds will go towards the rebuild. So if you want to look into that, noon to four Saturday, and they'll have prizes for all different you know, categories of whether it's bike or skateboarder or skater, whatever. So that's kind of fun. Another fun Sequim thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Club 7, if you want to get out to Club 7 and just do some music this weekend and avoid the big crowds of the festival, you can see the M80s tonight at 9 in Club 7.
Yeah, they're good.
I went and saw them New Year's Eve 3 years ago. I love them. Absolutely love them. They're really good.
Much better than the M79s.
Yes, M79s are terrible.
Yeah.
Lucky Town, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen, is playing tomorrow night at 10 p.m. So you can see, and I've heard little clips of that, and they sound pretty darn good. And I wanted to mention something else. It got rescheduled. Do you remember hearing about, I remember seeing the banner, I think, the Golden Dragon Acrobatics.
Yep.
I think they got canceled during the snow, right?
Okay.
I think that's what it was.
Beats me.
They are rescheduled for next Friday, the 17th, 7 o'clock at the Port Angeles High School Performing Arts Center. So if that was something that you wanted to get tickets to or you had them and didn't go, the tickets are between $18 and $38. Youth are $10. And you can get them at jffa.org or at Port Book and News in Port Angeles or at Joyful Noise in Sequim. That's next weekend. So if you're planning to go to that, you want to get your tickets or get out your old tickets, I'm guessing.
It's kind of an acrobatic thing, I think.
Yes. Yeah, it sounds really cool. So this weekend in Sequim, you've got the finale, basically, that's going on. And of course, I mentioned the carnival opened yesterday. And just to kind of give you a brief, if you've taken the kids brief times on the carnival, It's open from 5 to 11 tonight, noon to 11 tomorrow. Sunday is noon to 5. And I heard a little rumor yesterday. My mom was at the carnival, and she said that moms ride free on Sunday. That's like half the population of the fair. I don't quote me on this. She said that someone at the carnival told her that all moms ride the rides free.
Now you're going to have all the Collin County moms there.
I know.
And if it's not true, you're
well, I'm just saying, you can blame me.
Moms.
She had somebody at a ticket booth tell her this. That's a pretty big. I mean,
some
that's,
poor guy running the merry-go-round is going to have mom grab him by the ear or by the hair.
But wouldn't that be? That's pretty cool if they are doing that.
Let's just say
if you're doing that, don't quote me on this. But if it happens, it's pretty cool. I've never heard of such a thing. Anyway, we've got the logging show, the truck and tractor pull Friday. So today, that already happened. Saturday, it's from 10 to 6 in the Blake Avenue lot. Strongman showdown from 6 to 8. That is tonight. Fireworks. fireworks tonight from 9:30 to 10:30. I love the fireworks they do. I've only seen them once, but it's pretty cool. And there's a fun run tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the JCPenney parking lot. And then, of course, the grand parade tomorrow at noon, which is the one thing I go to religiously. We have our own little spot, camp out, take up a whole street. It's a family thing.
You take up the whole street?
Yes. There is a side street. It's across from the diner? 101 Diner, something like that.
Oh, I know where you're at.
Yeah, so right across from there. Yep.
Right across from there.
Come say hi to me.
Very cool. Yeah.
Anyway, so if you want to get out and enjoy the last little bit of the festivities, this is the weekend to do it. And, you know, take mom out to breakfast maybe in, you know, if you're in Port Angeles, and then go to swim. You know, and enjoy the last little bit.
Get mom all filled up and throw her on some of those free rides at the carnival.
Oh, yeah. Let's not do that. And one more quick mention. I am going to the benefit tomorrow night for the Clallam County Special Olympics. They still have a couple tickets left at Shirley's Cafe. $10 for the spaghetti feed. And basically, it benefits the Clallam County Orcas, the area Special Olympics sports teams. There will be a band. The Jimmy Hoffman Band is playing. And it is from 4:30 to 8:30 tomorrow night. Cash bar, and they'll have all kinds of silent auction items, even like Mexico trip, a Victoria trip. Wow. Yeah, all kinds of fun stuff. It's at the Vern Burton, and there are a few $10 tickets left at Shirley's.
Yeah, but that would do.
Go now.
Okay, a couple of notes here. The 17th annual North Olympic Discovery Marathon is coming up June 1 and 2. Full marathon, half marathon, the marathon walk, relay, 10K, 5K, kids marathon, the whole spiel. Get all the details at NODM.com. You can sign up now, or you can get involved as a volunteer. You know, it takes like 600 marathon volunteers to pull this thing off. So
that's a lot.
There's something you can do. You'll have fun. You can maybe bring all your friends or your whole civic group along. If you want to find out more about volunteering, first of all, you get a T-shirt. Second of all, you have good time. And then third of all, they have a neat little wonderful lunch to say thank you.
Yeah, that's so nice.
So go to NODM.com and click on volunteers. They've got a volunteer training coming up sometime in May. I went to the website this afternoon, but they didn't have the date listed. So that's to be determined, apparently. But anyway, get involved with the marathon as a volunteer, NODM.com. And Todd handed me this. The Northwoods Homeschool Band announces the their annual flower basket sales.
Mm.
And band members gathered recently to plant 200 flower baskets, and they're selling them as the program's primary fundraiser, and proceeds from the basket sales help to fund homeschool band expenses, including travel to and from competitions and festivals, such as their award-winning trip to Chicago last month at the Festival of Golden Heritage Festival. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble reading this. The font is small.
That's what happens when you get old.
I struggle, even with my readers. Anyway, these baskets are beautiful. Todd bought a bunch of them. And they're, $30 each, but you get a $10 discount if you buy in quantities of four. And they'll deliver them to you. So text or call Meredith at 360-477-5363. That's 360-477-5363.
Your friends at Peninsula Bottling are proud to offer Vita Ice to all of us here on the peninsula. Vita Ice is a magical little sparkling water that has a little fizz, but big flavor. Containing no sweeteners, sodium, or calories, Vita Ice is a guilt-free treat that you can sip on with reckless abandon. All of us here at the station can't get enough of the pink grapefruit, Fuji apple pear, and my favorite, cherry lime. Thank you to Peninsula Bottling for keeping all of our thirst quenched. Peninsula Bottling, your local Pepsi distributor.
Stick out your tongue and say, ah, it's the craziest thing you ever saw. Here at Olympic Game Farm, they say howdy with a wave of a paw. Now it's hard to steer clear of the elk and the deer when they pop in to say hello. They've got lions and tigers and bears.
Oh,
don't forget about the buffalo. It's impossible to say calm. So come out with your dad and your mom. Canine and feline, you'll find us online at onlygamefarm.com.
The Logging Show, one of the biggest events at the Squim Irrigation Festival, starts this Friday at high noon. Here's what's happening this weekend at the 31st Annual Logging Show in Squim.
Be on Blake Avenue in Squim Friday at noon for the start of the Logging Show. The day starts out with truck and tractor pulls and amazing chainsaw carving demonstrations from noon to 6. be on hand and watch as pieces of wood are transformed into stunning works of art. The Strongman competition starts at 4. Watch as the world's strongest men compete in events like the axle lift, the arm over arm truck pull, log press, tire flip, stone stack, deadlift, and car lift. It's unlike anything you've ever seen. Make sure to check out the beer garden on site too. It'll be open from 4 to 10.
For a full list of events happening this weekend at the 124th Squim Irrigation Festival, log on to irrigationfestival.com. Radio Pacific is proud to be a media sponsor for another community event.
And here's another goodie from the Port Angeles Senior Center. The Lefties are back. The Port Angeles Senior Center is celebrating the Lefties' new season Friday, May 31st, from 10:30 to 1:30 in the lounge. Get a hot dog with all the trimmings, including sauerkraut with chips and soda, for only $5. There will also be fun baseball-themed activities and a chance to meet some of the Lefties' organization. Another example, the fun starts here.
Tyler and Guy Auto Body Repair wants to be your quality collision repair choice. If you want experienced auto body technicians who provide top-notch auto body repair with satisfaction guaranteed plus 24-hour towing, call the experts. Tyler and Guy Auto Body Repair, serving the peninsula with the highest quality of work and accepting most insurance work. 360-417-8858 or stop by 2912 Highway 101 East.
Friday show with Stan and Steph, brought to you by Cocapelli Grill. They have the big Mother's Day brunch coming up Sunday. I'm sure we'll hear more about that in a few minutes. Little taste of summer out there. Today should be a nice weekend to get out in the yard and maybe play some golf or wash the car or throw a wiener on the grill. Or
no work.
No, well,
I don't want to do work.
Yeah, but
I'm going to get somebody to mow my lawn maybe, and I don't know, like I might pull the garbage out of my car. So it doesn't smell, because as it heats up.
That's going to be work. So what, not to pry, but what does your Mother's Day look like? Just go out and have a little din-din? Or?
Well, Mother's Day, have a breakfast planned with my mother, my daughter, my grandmother, and my aunt from out of town.
Four generations.
And the dads, the couple of dads that will be there. And that's at 11. And then at 2, we're meeting up with some family friends to do a makeup Easter egg hunt because we had an illness. One of our family friends was ill back on Easter. And so someone's coming to town. Some friends are coming and the kids are going to get together. And so we're doing this kind of makeup thing on Mother's Day.
It'll
be a nice day.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah.
By the way, remind me when the show is over today. I've got to go pick up my granddaughter.
Do I have to remind? I have to remind you.
Yeah, otherwise I'll forget. We have seven wonderful grandchildren,
right?
And then we have this one, and just due to circumstances and different cars and vehicles going different directions, it's up to me to pick up the child after school.
But you realize you're going to be late, right?
Well, I'm going to be a few minutes
late. Where is she going to wait if you're late?
She's going to be at the school there. They have
a little cage they put them in.
I'm not going to be that late. You know, we're not talking an hour
We
and
just
half.
Talked about all the traffic going that around. Well, and, okay.
Do the best I can.
Well, if
I
she's listening, sorry, Grandpa's going to be late, sweetheart.
I'm sure she's not. She's in class and she has much better taste. But anyway, you can typically when we have to pick up the kids at elementary, you can use what they call looper lane, where you pull up in the car and loop around and
you keep looping till you see the kid.
I just learned this a few days ago. They have looper lane. Otherwise, you got to do the pickup, where actually get your carcass out of the vehicle and go actually physically.
You didn't
get
know
them.
About the looper? Are we talking about the same school?
I think so.
Yeah, out there.
And
Stan.
Anyway. So remind me, otherwise I'll...
You'll forget the kid.
I'll forget.
Oh, my gosh. Some days somebody asks me where my daughter is, and when it's not my night with her, I panic. I do a quick little, where is she? I'm the worst mom ever.
What I'll do is I'll call up her mom later, and I'll say, what time am I picking her up on Monday? Just to freak her out. So.
Oh, you're funny.
Well, whatever you have planned for the weekend, it should be a nice one. I've got a little bit just some very minor yard work to do, and I would rather do it on a nice day.
No,
who wants to be out there when it's chilly or windy or rainy or something?
Are you mowing? Oh, wait, you don't have to mow anymore.
No,
just
I'm
weed
not
pulling
mowing.
And stuff?
A little bit of weeding, some weed whacking, that kind of thing. So it'll be pretty pretty straightforward. But work or play, this is going to be the weekend for it. So enjoy. And we'll be right back with more on the KONP Friday show after this.
You don't have to leave the North Olympic Peninsula to get exceptional cancer care. The team at Olympic Medical Cancer Center in Squim is dedicated to providing comprehensive, patient-centered care using the most advanced technology available. Our cancer specialists provide diagnostic evaluation, treatment, and long-term follow-up care while ensuring that cancer patients and their families have access to important support services. To learn more, visit olympicmedical.org or call 683-9895.
Get Mom's Day off to a terrific start. Treat Mom to the Port Angeles Eagles annual Mother's Day breakfast, Sunday 10 to 1. Everyone is invited to enjoy a full breakfast in Mom's honor at the Eagles Club. Yours for only $6 for adults, $3 for kids under 12. You'll also enjoy $3 mimosas and a $4 Bloody Mary bar. The Mother's Day breakfast at Eagles number 483 on Myrtle Street in Port Angeles.
When the days are short, even when the sun is shining, and you can see your breath in the living room, when you feel that your house needs remodeling, if you've struggled with do-it-yourselfitis before, if you've tried home centers and nothing seems to help, now there's Angelus Millwork and Hartnagels, an approved lumber and hardware supplier for the most common DIY activities. Independent studies have shown that Angelus Millwork and Hartnagels employee owners stimulate the brain neurotransmitters for remodeling activity better than box stores. Several study participants reported relief of do-it-yourselfitis within as little as 2 weeks. You deserve to enjoy the deck, to be warm in the house, to have a happy home, to be yourself again. You deserve Angelus Millwork and Hartnagels.
Users of Angelus Millwork and Hartnagels experience less frustration than with box stores. Side effects may still include an increased power tool collection, a longer honey-do list, sawdust in your veins, weekend relaxation, a happy spouse, surprised in-laws, and an increase in your desire to build more.
Angelus Millwork and Lumber Company and Hartnagel Building Supply. Building homes, building community.
Are you interested in learning how to pray and bring healing to your life and others? International speaker Nate Frederick, an international speaker and practitioner of Christian Science Healing, will give a talk titled Learn to Pray and Heal, a Spiritual Adventure, on Saturday, May 18th at 2 p.m. The talk will be held in the Quality Inn and Suites at 134 River Road, Squim. Come hear how to put faith, spiritual understanding, and unselfed love into practice and transform lives.
Another round of U.S.-China trade talks ended today with no deal. President Trump tweeted the negotiations were constructive and wrote he could end those new 25% tariffs on Chinese imports if future talks go well. Economists say the tariffs will likely hurt businesses and consumers.
You would think that the people who are getting hurt would be speaking up more. And while they are speaking up about the cost, they still support the president's approach.
That's Christine McDaniel at George Mason University. As Congress investigates the White House over the Mueller report, House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says lawmakers are looking into actions against officials who defy subpoenas, including hefty fines as high as $25,000 a day. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today urged President Donald Trump, quote, not to worry about the subpoena of his son, Donald Trump Jr., by the Senate Intelligence Committee. McConnell telling a Kentucky radio station the Republican chairman already said the panel will find no collusion. Wall Street stocks made a comeback and finished slightly higher. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Here is your AccuWeather forecast. This afternoon, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 75. Clear tonight, low 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, high 71. Mainly clear tomorrow night, low 48. For Mother's Day on Sunday, mostly sunny, high 64. Partly cloudy for Sunday night with a low of 45. To start your week on Monday, mostly cloudy and comfortable, high 63. For AccuWeather, I'm Cheryl Golden.
And we're back again on the Friday show with Stan and Steph.
We're just chatting about Coke Pelly Grill. downtown. And what was it you were saying about Mother's Day brunch? You think it's...
I'm sure it's probably sold out by now.
It may not be, though.
Well, it might not be.
I know.
But you should call if you were considering it with all the yummies that we were talking about. Oh, my gosh. So many good things on the list. If you were considering going, I would call right now and see if they have any space left. He said they always sell out.
Mother's Day brunch is Sunday 10 to 3 at Cocopelli. And you can treat mom to chicken, fried steak and eggs, crab cake Benedict, cream cheese stuffed French toast.
That's the one.
Pecan cinnamon rolls and a whole lot more than that. It's superb. Always is the Cocopelli team.
And those pecan, what were those again? Those rolls you love?
Pecan cinnamon rolls.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I think those are the ones he makes at the Breakfast with Santa every year.
Yes, they
really
are.
Really good. Anyway, the number to call for reservations, 457-6040. And but speaking of reservations, we're kind of at that time of year where, especially on a Friday night, Saturday, or Sunday, you're going to want reservations pretty much every weekend now. Because they get so stacked up that, you don't want to wait to get a table. You want to walk right in, sit down, and have your meal. So, again, that reservation number in Coyote Grill is, Cocopelli Grill is 457-6040, 457-6040.
Operators are standing by.
Standing by, that's right. It'd be kind of nice after work to maybe sit out on the patio outside of Coyote Barbecue.
Oh, it's so nice. And they have the roll-up door thing. Yeah. Oh, it's so nice.
They got the sunshine coming down now. And
see the water.
Beautiful night up in the Waterview Lounge. You could have a beverage after work and relax.
Mm-hmm.
And Coyote Barbecue Pub, if you've got a get-together for Mother's Day or, you know, throughout the year, if folks get together for graduation or a wedding or whatever, if you want the Coyote Barbecue Pub to provide the meats for your big party, they'll do that for you. They just need a few days' notice. And you can call Coyote at 477-4947. So lots to talk about, lots going on, and it's all delicious. It's all so delicious. Mm-hmm. At Cocopelli Grill and Coyote Barbecue Pub side by side at Front and Lincoln, downtown Port Angeles. But I would get on the horn and call about Mother's Day brunch, 457-6040. The end.
Okay. Can I mention something?
Yes. Absolutely.
While we're talking about them?
That's why we had that pregnant pause right there. So I thought you'd jump in.
I wasn't sure. We didn't rehearse as long as we normally do.
Okay.
So
that's
anyway.
True.
And something else I wanted to mention was, we've talked about it a couple times, they've got the wing cook-off that Coyote is sponsoring for United Way. Proceeds are going to United Way and Pennies for Quarters. So the Jeff Pearson Memorial Wing Cook-off is what it's being called. They went ahead and did that awesome dedication to Jeff. And June 8th is coming up. We got a little bit of time, but they're still looking for participating restaurants. If you've got a great wing recipe, they want you to get in on the judging, basically. Mm-hmm. So you can be a part of that. It's taking place again June 8th down at the Gateway Transit Center. It's going to be from 4 to 7, and I think it falls right on the Maritime Weekend thing. It is. It's happening at that same weekend.
Boy, that's going to be a busy
probably beautiful weather.
Sure hope so.
Yeah. So they'll have live music from Black Diamond Junction, a beer garden, the celebration of Jeff Pearson. It's a great fundraiser, a great place to be. It's going to have a $50 all-access VIP pass. That'll have wine tasting and VIP seating and the wings and all that. But otherwise, if you want to just go in and buy things like a la carte, you can do that too. It's free to get in and wander around and hear the music and all that good
Pretty
stuff.
Awesome.
So for information, go to unitedwayclallam.org. And again, thanks to Coyote Barbecue Pub for being a sponsor of the Wing Cook-Off.
Absolutely.
Coming up June 8th.
Absolutely. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Just to support what I was talking about a few minutes ago, the North Winds Homeschool Band is selling their flower baskets. Beautiful, beautiful flower baskets. Todd, like I said, bought some. He's outside here, and I got to look at a few of them. But these are fundraiser for the North Winds Homeschool Band, so they can go out and perform. And that's not cheap. The baskets are $30 each, which is darn reasonable, as big as they are. And you get a $10 discount if you buy four of them. If you buy a quantity of four, you get $10 off. And they'll deliver the baskets, but perfect for Mother's Day. That's why I'm repeating this again. It'll be perfect for Mother's Day on Sunday. So to place your order, call or text Meredith at 360-477-5363. 477-5363. Meredith will take your order and get you hooked up.
I need one of those flower baskets. If anyone's listening, I would love a I've never gotten a flower basket before.
Really?
I'm 42 years old, and I've never received a flower basket.
Chicks dig the flowers.
We do.
Here's a nice Mother's Day story. An 81-year-old Irish woman was overjoyed after meeting her birth mother for the first time after searching for her for over 60 years.
60?
60.
Aww.
Eileen Mackin, who grew up in Dublin, grew up in a Dublin orphanage, had been looking for her mom since she was 19, without success. And after telling her story on the radio one day,
aww,
Mackin was contacted by a genealogist who managed to trace Mackin's mother back to Scotland.
Wow.
So she traveled to Scotland last month along with her husband, daughter, and son-in-law to meet her mom.
Wow.
She's the most beautiful lady. Lovely family. They gave me a great welcome, said Eileen. Said she had a great chat with her mother, who is celebrating her 104th birthday this weekend.
And she found her before she's, before she died. Oh my gosh, at 104?
Yeah. There was such a bond between the two of us. It was fantastic. She's such a kind lady. I said to my children that all this life, I've loved this lady, even though I didn't know who she is. Adding that she didn't want to stay too long due to her mother's age. But
what a feel-good story.
Perfect story for heading into Mother's Day weekend.
So sweet.
16 and a half away from 2 o'clock. ABC News coming up at 2, and then Dave Ramsey is in. And actually, we've got some early baseball coming up on KONP. More on that later.
Your community-minded friends at First Federal bring you the Community Corner, highlighting good things happening right here in our area.
Upholding our commitment to community service is multifaceted for First Federal and its staff. First Federal serves each customer every day with state-of-the-art services, loans, and savings plans. They work to help partnering local businesses grow with attractive services and rewards. Finally, First Federal supports our service organizations, programs for youth, and the betterment of our community for everyone. Working for you, working for our community. First Federal, member FDIC.
Some of us prefer cats, some prefer dogs, some prefer more unusual pets. One thing we can all agree on, our furry friends are just as much a part of our community as we are. So as part of First Federal's commitment to our communities, they're asking you and I to donate pet supplies at a First Federal branch in your neighborhood. All of the items collected will be donated to local pet-helping nonprofit groups. You can donate new dog or cat toys, blankets, collars, anything pets would appreciate now through June 28th, again, at any First Federal branch. Think positive. Get your paws on stuff for pets and do your part for our four-legged friends.
Community Corner on KONP, presented by First Federal.
4th of July is fast approaching, and the North Olympic Peninsula community is already in planning mode for the annual celebration of our nation's independence. This year's 4th of July celebration in downtown Port Angeles is going to be even bigger and better than last year, and your organization should already be planning to play a huge part in the event by creating an awesome float for the parade. As with last year, all parade entries will be judged on creativity and overall appearance, with prize money ranging from $1,000 for first place to $250 for third place. The 2019 parade theme is Love Where You Live, Honor Our Journey Together. So design your parade entry around that theme to increase your chances of winning. Parade applications will be available soon on the Chamber of Commerce website, portangeles.org. But now is the time to start thinking about the kind of float that your business, your church, or your organization is going to create. There's a tiny fee to have a float in the parade, but the potential rewards are gigantic. Happy birthday, America, from the Port Angeles Regional Chamber of Commerce.
The best way to get a bird's eye view of the beauty of the Olympic Peninsula is to go where the birds are. Up there. Wright Brothers Aviation can take you there. Wright Brothers Aviation offers scenic tours of the beautiful Olympic Peninsula and the majestic Olympic Mountains. It's the perfect outing for any visitor. A breathtaking flight they'll never forget. Call Wright Brothers Aviation at Fairchild International Airport, Port Angeles for more information on sightseeing flights. Call 452-6226.
We'll
back again on a sunny Friday. Stan and Steph on the Friday show.
Mm-hmm. The Mariners are in Boston for a weekend set. Their record is 20-20. Actually, the Mariners are in second place. They're actually closer to last place now than they are to first place.
Ugh.
And they'll
what's
hope for,
going on?
Well, they started out so well. Everybody
I know.
Got excited.
I know. That's what always happens, though, isn't it? Everybody gets excited, and then they disappoint us.
Well, the season is still young.
Okay.
So hope springs eternal, and they'll hope to win tonight with young Eric Swanson on the mound. It's a 3 o'clock pregame from Beantown, and 4:10 the first pitch this afternoon on KONP.
I just wanted to take a minute to mention one of my very favorite financial institutions, Straight View Credit Union. That's the place where you go in and they know your name instantly, right, Stan? You know that.
Yeah, I've been institutionalized there for quite a many years.
It's now. A great place. It's a very great place. And I chatted with Lori, and Straight View has the lowest rates, so it's perfect time to get a loan. They do all of their decision making right there on site, so you're not waiting for some corporate answer back east and it's too late in the day and you got to wait till the Monday after a Friday, or that you don't deal with any of that over at Straight View. With a pre-approval letter, they can usually get you approved in one day. They can almost always meet anyone else's rates. They also just raised their CD rates, so that's a big bonus. Get a CD going now and make more. And if you were thinking about, fun things to do for the summer being just around the corner, loans for boats and trailers and RVs and fun stuff like that, you want to go to Straight View so that they can help you out. These are all the reasons that I like to go there, because again, you're treated like family. They know your name when you walk in, and they're convenient. They're right in the middle of Lincoln downtown. And if you want information, just give them a call. If you have some questions about a loan, usually they'll get back to you within a few minutes. That's my experience with Lori. 452-3883 or svcu.com. Straight View Credit Union is your hometown banking solution. So go see them.
Good peeps. You should get a boat.
I knew you were going to say that.
Did you?
I knew it. I actually did.
Oh, you should get a boat.
Usually it's a pony, but today we're talking about the, summer activities, and I knew a boat was in my future.
You could have a big boat beach bash and invite all the team here. You could zip me around the lake on one of those
tubes,
plastic inflatable horsies by the rope at the end of the boat. I would do that.
A horse.
Day.
I was thinking of the big banana.
Big banana.
That all the staff could ride together at the same time.
That would work too.
Well, I tried to flip you all over.
I think we're onto something. Here.
Mostly, I was just thinking about you in that old school swimming suit.
Oh, don't go there. Don't go there. I don't want to lose you. 10 away from 2, I mentioned the news at the top of the hour. President Trump's early fundraising numbers show that he not only has a stockpile of cash, he's raised over $30 million in the first quarter, but this is interesting. He's doing particularly well among one donor demographic, women.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's counterintuitive is what that is. According to a recently released analysis from the Center for Responsive Politics, 45% of Trump's donations during the fundraising period came from women. That would be the third highest percentage among all the candidates that are out there, including Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York is tops among female fundraising. Senator Kamala Harris, the California Democrat, is second, and then Trump. And yet he still has high disapproval ratings among women at large. The campaign finance numbers suggest a core of group followers that are keeping the faith with the president. So I found that interesting.
We'll
see what ABC has for us at the tippity top of the hour to fill in the blanks. So, okay, so it's you said you had something prepared for the program today. Was it Mother's Day stuff? Was it Irrigation Festival? Was it
none of that.
Bigfoot related?
No, absolutely none of that. Oh, okay. This is something I was perusing the internet for actually like a week and a half ago. I just found some very strange.
Well, now I mentioned, typically heading into a weekend like this, whether it's Christmas or Steph Fest or Mother's
Steph
Day,
Fest.
You usually are using the program, shamelessly, I might add, to drop hints on what you would like people to get for you.
Okay, well, since I have four
you
listeners
flowers
today.
Already.
Yes, flowers. Flowers are good. Flowers are good, and massage gift certificates are always welcome.
Okay, all right.
And, Food's good. Okay. Restaurants are good. But honestly, it's Mother's Day, and if my child is just well behaved for me, that's gift enough.
Oh, baloney. Getting deep in here.
Anyway. Oh, Stan, what are you getting the mother of your children? Since we know she's not listening.
Some really, really, really strong drugs.
Oh, poor Di.
Anyway, oh. No, we'll have a pretty quiet.
Yes, you will
quiet
this year.
Mother's Day around the estate this year, this time around.
Well, happy Mother's Day to Lady Di as she recovers and gets better.
She will.
Good.
And I got to say, you know, situation that we were in. I've got to tip my hat to the doctors at the Olympic Medical Center and also down in Bremerton at Harrison Medical Center.
I've heard great things about Harrison.
They just really took good care of her. The doctors, the nurses, they were so kind at OMC and down in the bigger hospital. And it just, man, these people do this for a job. They take care of you when you feel like crap.
Right.
And it takes a special gift, a special person to be a nurse, so.
And they all, you have to mention this, they all look like they're 14.
Yes, the doctors. And I'm not just talking about, you know, I'm talking about lung specialists and advanced surgeons. They look like they're 22 years old.
Right.
They should be playing softball or something. But anyway, couldn't be that I'm getting older. But really, really, really good experience along that front. But back to the original matter here. Oh, so you said you brought something, and it wasn't about money.
No, it's not about. I'm not going to plug. No plugs for anything. No, okay. I'm not. No shameless. You know, whatever. I just.
Well, you've already done that.
I know. I did flowers and massage certificates. So I just was looking up some things. I wasn't looking it up. I came across on the internet things that are weird but actually real, like. Stuff you can go out and do and get and things that people want in society that you can actually do. Okay.
Let's take the last break first. Because this we're going to want to get into this.
Okay. Okay.
And
yeah. You're going to be surprised.
Let's dive into this and then we'll dive into that.
Stick out your tongue and say, ah, it's the craziest thing you ever saw. Here at Olympic Game Farm, they say howdy with a wave of a paw. Now it's hard to steer clear of the elk and the deer when they pop in to say hello. They've got lions and tigers and bears.
Oh my.
Don't forget about the buffalo. It's impossible to stay calm. So come out with your dad and your mom. Canine and feline. You'll find us online at OnlyGameFarm.com.
Giving you the edge on healthy living, here's Mayo Clinic's Medical Edge.
Medical Edge, presented by Olympic Medical Center.
Does joint pain keep you from enjoying your favorite activities? Olympic Medical Physicians Orthopedic Clinic specializes in treating shoulder, hip, and knee conditions resulting from osteoarthritis or injury. Our surgeons and clinical staff provide a wide range of treatment options, from non-surgical solutions to total joint replacement. We can help you get back to an active, pain-free life. Call 565-0999 or visit olympicmedical.org.
It's not a topic most of us are comfortable talking about, but the fact is most people will get constipated at one time or another.
We ask patients how frequently they're having bowel movements, how much effort is required to have the bowel movement, and what is the consistency. Those are the three factors that help us clinically understand how severe the problem is.
While most cases of constipation are short-lived, chronic constipation is a problem. Dr. Michael Camilleri says a number of things could raise your risk. Medications, especially blood pressure medications and narcotics, are notorious for backing things up.
And then there are common conditions like hypothyroidism associated with constipation.
The good news is that in most cases there are many good treatment options. You can also lower your risk by getting more fiber into your diet, staying hydrated, and staying active. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Have you been interested in solar energy, but the cost or location of your home is holding you back? We have good news. Clallam County PUD is now accepting participation agreements for the purchase of units in our community solar project. Available to PUD Electric customers, this is an affordable and easy way to support renewable energy in your community. Visit clallampud.net for more information. Clallam County PUD, bringing energy to life.
May at Parkview Villas is full of springtime fun, and you won't want to miss any of it. This is Beth, and I invite you to come and take a tour with me. Let me show you what retirement living really looks like at our community. We kick off our walking club this month for those looking for fitness buddies. Our Mother's Day tea is a celebration everyone looks forward to. Trips like lunch out at local restaurants, a night at the casino, and scenic rides with tour guides are all on the calendar. Why not come and join us? Call me today at 360-452-7222. You'll be glad you did.
Wrapping up another stellar edition of the KONP Friday Show, brought to you by Coca-Cola Grill, Stan Como, Stephanie Ray, who has promised us. Well, Stephanie's Believe It or Not, right here on the radio. So,
okay, well, these are just a few things that people out there actually pay for to do and get and have, and it's just weird to me. Okay. The first one I came across was a rage room. A rage room. I have a rage room personally in my house. It's called my living room. But the rage room, does filing your own taxes make you want to throw your computer through the window? You could follow our last minute tax filing advice, or you could check out the nearest rage room. They've become all the rage for letting off a little steam.
All the rage.
There's a place called the Wrecking Club in New York City, for instance. They'll give you 30 minutes of smashing fun. With a bat in hand, you can wreck a variety of objects, including televisions, laptops, tablets, fax machines, furniture, and more.
You can find anything in
right.
New York.
Here's one that I just don't believe at all because I now have a cat. Numerous studies have pointed out the benefits of owning a pet. I agree with that for the most part. But this is the recipe for a perfect business. Cat cafes, such as one called Crumbs and Whiskers, have been popping up all over the U.S. They provide a safe haven for rescue cats while serving up specialty drinks and baked goods. They charge a fee and require a reservation, giving you a certain amount of time to hang out, eat your baked goods and drink, and you may walk out with a new pet. A cat cafe? Gross.
No.
Weird.
No.
I like this one. Someone has figured out how to discreetly smuggle alcohol into a ball game. You just wear it. The beer belly or the wine rack.
The wine
rack. I think I might be looking for a wine rack. They're rack. Unique drinking systems that you wear under your clothes. Each comes with a tube so you can sip on it while you watch a movie, enjoy a game, or sing along at a concert. It holds your bottle of wine or your fifth and your favorite hard liquor inside a sports harness bra. And it comes in many sizes.
Somebody spent time thinking this up.
Oh, I thought it was pretty
funny. That's what you call desperate to have a drink at the old ball game, I guess. Those are fairly unbelievable.
People pay for that stuff.
Especially the cat thing.
Ugh, weird.
So your cat is acclimating?
I'm not sure. I try to avoid the cat. I don't go home often.
Probably best. Well, anyway, everybody have a happy Mother's Day. Enjoy the festival. We'll see you next Friday on the KONP Friday Show. Stan Como and Stephanie Ray back next Friday, hopefully, sponsored by Coca-Cola Grill. Downtown Port Angeles, reservation number 457-6040. See ya.
Your information station. News Radio KONP, Port Angeles, Squim. FM 101.7 and...